John chapter 13. And we're going to start at verse 1. And we're going to look at the example that Jesus pressured us into looking at. Okay? John chapter 13. We're going to look at verse 1, but before we go there, I want you to take a good look at verse 14 and verse 15. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. 16, I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master. I thought I was a servant. Nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. And then verse 17 is the most important. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. And if you don't have a circle around if, there's a problem. It's a obedient thing that God wants you and me to do. Not because you feel like it, not because you're comfortable with it, even though you may be comfortable with one aspect. But you will be blessed if you do them. So the blessing will come in obedience. Now back it up to verse 1. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world. This is also very important, and if you have an underliner, make sure this gets yellowed out. He now showed them the full extent of his love. He showed them by example the fullness of the extent of his love. Who's got the Amplified? Read it out loud, good and loud, girl.
Which verse?
That same verse.
Now, before the Passover feast began, Jesus knew, was fully aware, that the time had come for him to leave this world and return to the Father. And as he had loved those who were his own in the world, he loved them to the last and to the highest degree.
He loved them to the highest degree. Verse 2, the evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not understand or realize." That's Kim's version. You got it? "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Notice I shared with you three different experiences. And on the third experience, God finally got what he wanted out of me. I did my thing the first two times. I could have cried out, "Jesus is Lord," but I really didn't have it in my heart to obey him. Are you catching on to what I'm saying? How many choices do you make to satisfy me and you versus to satisfy the one who is your Lord and your King? "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Watch Peter. He's so related to Kim. Phew! "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." You like that one? Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Wow. Unless you have no part. Do you want to reject the Lord? You can. Do you want to do it his way? You can. He'll let you. He'll let you do whatever you want, however you want it, however you want to do it. He's going to leave you make those choices because he's not going to interfere with your free will. But at this point, he's tightening everything up. Can you see it? Is it me that wrote the book? Thank you. "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then Lord Simon Peter, watch the complete reversal. "Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." So now he's going overboard. Jesus answered, and this one you should have a circle around. Verse 10. "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." There was one that had already made a decision. And he knew it. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher or rabbi and Lord, and rightly so." In other words, he's not denying that he's rabbi. He's not denying his teaching ability and that he's Lord. "For that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet." That's your commission tonight. "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master. Nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." I know that's a lot to chew. I know that for some of you, this might be the first time that you're exposed to this. Some of you may be the second or third time. But I'm trying to give you an understanding that every time you do this, in obedience to the Lord, the blessing that he releases to you is not always going to be understood at the moment you do it. It's going to be understood later on when you comprehend your obedience and your willingness to obey. I'm not going to require that you do this because that's not my game. Whenever Pastor Gino had foot washing, we had foot washing and obedience. Did everybody go and wash feet? No. Did everybody bare their feet? No. You know that I shared with you how my heart was, and I thought I had all the answers. I was a pretty good foot washer. But the reality was, I was dealing with some pride, and I didn't see it. I didn't see it until later, because God was working on me, just like He's working on each of us. And you know, I know that when I obeyed, the miracle of that little girl, little woman, who prophesied that word back to me, no one had ever heard that word. She didn't speak it loud enough for everyone to hear it. But I needed to hear it. I needed to have the confirmation. Is there a promise in God's word for you? Is there a place in God's kingdom for you? Is there a position in the body of Christ for you? And if you have a position, is God satisfied in as far as you are going? And do you seal your future by saying, I'm only going this far and no more? All those questions can happen tonight. And they can be answered if you choose. If you don't choose, it's still okay. What I want to obey is, will you wash one another's feet? How you're going to do this is going to be a press within your heart to obey. It's not going to be me forcing you to do anything here, because that's not what I believe the Lord would do. The Holy Spirit is the author and the finisher of all of us. And when we have foot washing, it's going to take a little bit of time. You may have to do more than one person. Your press may be different than mine was. You might be super comfortable with paper towels. It's up to you. And you might not want a towel. You might have both feet washed. That's going to be up to you. But what I want to do is I want to take the next 20 minutes or so to just let the Holy Spirit, let this word go in.